Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Marriage, Paul tells us in Ephesians, is a great mystery. Read it. We like mysteries, but a great mystery is a challenge. And the most important relationship in the human realm you and I have in this life is to be a man or woman of God. And if God gives marriage, that is the most strategic relationship and the most important relationship we can have on this planet.
The truth is, it's the most important human relationship you can have. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Relationships, and explores the mystery and miracle of marriage. Stay with us. Dr. Young is coming right up. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we want to help you grow stronger and more confident in your daily walk with Christ by sending you the book that launched this ministry, Dr. Ed Young's The Winning Walk. By outfitting your life with God's Word, you'll be able to follow wherever He leads you. And this classic book from Dr. Young helps equip you for your lifelong adventure of walking with Jesus. We'll send you a copy of The Winning Walk as thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. And if you're able to become a pace setter by making your gift monthly, we'll also send you The Winning Walk audiobook. So call now to request your resources when you give. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Relationships.
We are beginning a series of study. We've been in 1 Corinthians. We go to chapter number 7. It deals with all kinds of relationships, mostly in marriage and single lifestyle. And I have taken really the fourth verse of that 7th chapter, and I have taken it and exploded it into a study of relationships, primarily the most basic and fundamental and important relationship in the human realm is in the area of marriage. So we will talk about singles, which needs to understand marriage, and we will talk about marriage itself 9 or 10 weeks following. This is not going to be a little sweetness and light study, but I trust it'll be biblical. And this will be an introduction basically to where we're going. I ran into a phrase I'd never heard before this past week. Meet cute. M-E-E-T-Q-U-E-Q-U-T. I'd never heard meet cute before. Has anybody ever heard that phrase? Lift your hand. Yeah, we've got some intelligent people here. I didn't know it. I didn't know the phrase, meet cute. And I think it means that when you see someone that may be a prospective husband or wife, there is that flash there, say the sociologist, and it's sort of a meet cute moment. And they say that generally is always there. I don't know. That's subjective. But I can tell you one place that meet cute was not there. That was in paradise. That was in the Garden of Eden. Adam been naming all those animals, And finally, one night he went to sleep, awakened, counting his ribs that were a little sore there. And he looked over there, and God, out of the rib of Adam, had brought to him Eve. And when he saw her, he said, "Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." In other words, he said, "Eureka, I have found the other half of myself." And then God performed the first marriage ceremony. We know what's in that. Leave, cleave, one flesh, no shame, naked, right there. He married Adam to Eve, and you might say they were made for each other. Boy, paradise. What a place to have a honeymoon. Paradise. Food, clothes, no responsibility. Walking with God in the cool of the evening every day. My, my, my. Adam and Eve. Man, no in-laws, no mother-in-law, no background, no shame, nothing to understand in the purity and the pristineness of paradise. Whoa! What a moment in the beginning of humanity. All of us desire moments of paradise. A few weeks back, Lisa and I went to a place that we would call paradise. I've gone there for 35 years or so. It's a place to get away. It's a place to recover. It's a place where you take what we do every day and put it on steroids and extends it through hours and hours and hours a day. It's a place where you're not just a human doing. You know, that's basically what we are. We're human doings. We do, we go, we move, we've got business. I'd better get on my phone. I'd better go there. I'd better email. I'd better text. I'd better call. We're human doings, but we must have, first of all, be human beings. That's vertical. Doings is horizontal. So I go there to be a human being before God Almighty to get replenished, because we tend to empty ourselves out, do we not, in the doings of normal living. We flew almost 4,000 miles from where I stand. Took 13, 14 hours, depending on how you go. Lisa goes to sleep on the takeoff and wakes up when we land. Very disgusting. I toss and tumble and mumble and hear everything, but that's another story. We arrive. We get a chance to go by Costco. We fill up with stuff that's going to last us. Meat, some ice cream, tissue of all types, you know, just fill it up. We take and empty all that out on the porch after we go up two steps in a little condo, empty it all out on the porch. It's dark by now. Driver gone. And I'd say, "Lisa, take your key and open the door." She says, "No, I don't have the key. You take the key and open the door." And we have a little key problem. A big key problem. But I say, "Don't worry. I keep a hidden key under that little bench. The bench is gone. Can't make it up. Everything melting. Door locked, just a foot from paradise, dark, all the lights on, all the other little condos, all the lights off, excuse me, all the, and I call the manager there, I have his number, and no answer, he's not there. "You didn't bring the key?" "I didn't bring the key." "Surely it's your fault, surely it's my fault." Little marital problem there, wouldn't you say? Just a step or two from paradise. Marriage, Paul tells us in Ephesians, is a great mystery. Read it. We like mysteries, but a great mystery is a challenge. And the most important relationship in the human realm you and I have in this life is to be a man or woman of God. And if God gives marriage, that is the most strategic relationship and the most important relationship we can have on this planet. God uses as a symbol that we as Christians are the bride of Christ, of our relationship with Him that we have available to us through Jesus Christ. It is a symbol of that. How important. Marriage, a broken marriage, a hurting marriage, a non-functioning marriage, is the second biggest tragedy that can happen to anybody. The biggest tragedy is heresy, is a misunderstanding of God, and it is a theological tragedy. That's the biggest tragedy. It's theological. What is theology? It is the science of God. And when somebody thinks I'm following God and they're not following God, somebody is misinformed by church, by decree, or by culture, or whatever, and it's totally erroneous. That's the greatest tragedy that can happen to anybody, to think they're okay with God, or they're serving God, or they've got a special deal with God, and that is not there. Heresy is the greatest tragedy that can happen to any individual, a misunderstanding of God and life and purpose and calling and salvation and heaven, etc. That's the most tragic thing. The next most tragic thing is a marriage that is in deep, deep trouble. As I was on the lanai, usually when it's dark, with a cup of coffee and homemade English muffin that my wife makes that's out of this world. It's still dark, waiting for the sun to come up over the Pacific every morning. Hours there. I asked God, what is the number one operative word for this day and age in which we live? And I have touched on it even in these opening remarks. And the result of that is the word anxiety. You find anybody on the planet today who has their eyes in any direction, you can be sure there is anxiety. And I said, Lord, do you have a word for this? And I gave this to the leadership that was here last Sunday night, and this is our operative verse for this year for this body of Christ. In a couple of 3 weeks, I have a coffee cup that I'm going to give to everybody that has this verse on it, so we can drink coffee or tea or whatever, and we will have these verses on it. It's Philippians 4, 4 through 8. And when you get that coffee cup, it's only one per customer. Every time we do this, I say, my wife didn't come. I want my brother. Oh, no, no, no. You're going to have to show up. But I'm going to give you a cup. This church is going to give you a cup. I'll not do it. Has this verse on it, and it's an operative verse. It's a verse we all need. Let's see how it works. Look at it here. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. I will love the word rejoice means you got joy. The most descriptive word of the Christian life, by the way, is joy. No one, no better description than that. I like the acrostic. Jesus, J-O, others. Why? Yourself. Jesus first, others, yourself. But rejoice, Paul says, joy, joy. You've got joy, joy, joy twice. Again, I say, joy, joy. And then he moves on. He says, Rejoice again. So there's joy, joy, rejoice. And then there's double joy again, joy, joy. You got four, joy, 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 joy. Man, that's big, isn't it? And then he moves on to say a very important word. This is a challenging word to me. Let your gentle spirit. I struggle with having a gentle spirit. I pray that somehow in our introductory words there was some semblance of gentleness there. When I use gentle, I think of Sandburg's description of Abraham Lincoln. He said, steel wrapped up in velvet. I think that's a gentle spirit. I pray, and he says, the Lord is near. The Lord is here. Boy, if we could just remember that, you know, God is here. God is here. God is. I'm not present. If we could just keep that awareness, how it would change all of us. He said, God is near. And then he moves, because of all this, what does he say to us? He says, no anxiety. Look at it. Be anxious for nothing. That's what I need right now, don't you? Be anxious for nothing. Zero, nothing. Boy, I claim that. I have sat down on these verses so hard for so many days now. They're built into my very soul and mind. Be anxious for nothing. How in the world can be anxious for nothing? It says, for in anything, any anxiety, what do? We make our request be known to God. Oh. We request God. How do we do it? Through prayer. Just tell God. Boy, I've made a long list. Lord, with supplication. That means with passion. Man, just mean it, nail it down. And with thanksgiving. And then he tells us exactly what happened. Let your request be known to God. And then he says, and the peace of God, that's what I'm looking for. That's what you're looking for. Isn't it? Be anxious for nothing. Make your request be known. And the peace of God. And then it says, what? Which guards your heart, your emotions. Which guards your mind, your thinking. Whew. Boy, that is what I need. In Christ Jesus. And then he moves on and gives us some beautiful words. And then he says clearly, therefore, depending on your translation, he said, therefore, what are we to do? He said, whatever is true, true. Whatever is honorable, gives honor. Whatever is right, that's action. Whatever is pure, unadulterated, pure, no mixed motives, absolutely pure. Whatever is lovely. I have a trouble with the word lovely being a man. It's so feminine, but I get it there. Whatever is lovely. And whatever is of good repute. Whatever is a good reputation. He said, then if there is any excellence. Tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you don't realize it or you've forgotten it. This church is all about excellence for God. We don't do anything around here. We don't build in it the excellence of God. If it is not excellent, we don't do it because we represent his body, the church. Have you noticed that? If there be any excellence. And excellence there in the Greek is a classic word, by the way. You could spend a whole day just looking at all the ramifications of that great word, excellence. If there be any praise, applause from God, these words, we are to think on these things. We're to dwell on these things. Now, anybody here, you say, boy, this is a promise from God. Now, I make you a promise. I will seek to keep that promise, but there may be something that would come up that I would go south on you. True of any one of us. But when God makes a promise, He never goes south on a single promise ever. Book it, write it down. It's never happened. Read it all the way through the Bible. Read it all the way through history. God never breaks his word ever, ever, ever. He makes his promise. Anxiety, peace of God, surpasses all of man's understanding. Then we think on these words, and there is excellence and there is praise. Oh. But I left out one word. Did you miss it? The word brethren. Did you see? I didn't mention brethren. So this promise isn't for anybody or everybody. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not just the whole world can have the peace of God. This is the formula to it. God. Oh, no. It's for those who are family. For those who are Christians. Now, if you've been around church at all, you know what it means to be a Christian. You're convicted of your sin. You confess your sin. You return from your sin. You ask Jesus to come into your life. Zip, bang, boom. Baptized, Christian. No. No, 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 no. So that happens, but what is the result? Somebody says, well, I didn't feel anything, or I felt everything. I used to feel something. I don't feel something. What has happened miraculously in a life? So we can claim this promise where there's anxiety, we'll have peace. Peace that God gives. We're Christians. What happens when we become a Christian? No, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That word begotten, that's an old English archaic. Well, what does it mean? Very important.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Psalm 119, verse 111. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. What if people could see what we're thinking or what's on our hearts right now? If you're like me, you're glad that's impossible. Or is it? Years ago, there was a man in our church who served as a greeter. Now, the gentleman had a gruff and stern facial expression. His job was hard and his life circumstances were trying. Yet when he smiled and said, "Welcome," his face lit up with joy. Why? Because God and the transforming power of Christ were doing a beautiful work in his life. He loved God and other people, and his smile just radiated that fact. The psalmist says that the testimonies of God are the joy of his heart. What about you? Is your heart smiling right now? If not, let the transforming power of Christ bring a smile to your heart, and guess what? It will show up on your face. Someone needs to see that and begin to practice that with God's grace, with his power, from this day forward. Let the smile in your heart reflect the countenance, the smile on your face. You'll be amazed how it will change everybody you meet.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love to help you continue to grow stronger in your relationship with Christ by sending you Dr. Young's book called The Winning Walk. Nobody instantly becomes an overcoming Christian, but by outfitting your life each day with the Word of God, you'll be able to follow wherever he leads. And Dr. Young's classic book helps you do just that. We're excited to send you a copy of The Winning Walk as thanks for your gift to help keep this broadcast coming your way and going out to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. And if you choose to make your gift monthly by becoming a Pace Setter, we'll say thanks for your first monthly gift by also sending you the new audiobook copy of The Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young shows you the way to have a great marriage.